This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 199 in a series of 260 broadcasts that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Since we follow the same format as the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the amazing success story of free enterprise at work in the Henderson County Industrial Development Company. Back in the early 60s, the late Jim Duff, who was a one-man industrial recruiter for the Chamber of Commerce, helped negotiate the sale of the old Wing Paper Box Company in Lenox Park to the Federal Paper Board Company. The new industry was anxious to purchase additional land for a plant expansion, which would allow for new equipment to be installed, and a local realtor had helped them acquire a site on U.S. 176 near the railroad overpass, and everything seemed to be copacetic. Until. By this time, I had succeeded Jim Duff as chairman of the Industrial Committee and was notified by Federal that a new piece of equipment purchased for this new plant would require greater load bearings than were available at the Spartanburg Road site. Now, Jim Duff had fought a valiant battle with a town in Georgia over getting this plant to come to Hendersonville. The Georgia offer even included a free land on which Federal could build. So the message I received from the Federal people back in 1961, either the Chamber of Commerce or somebody buy this site, which we can't use, and help us find another site, or we're going to move the plant to Georgia. At that time, there were no buyers for the Spartanburg Road site at the price Federal had paid. It was felt by many that if given a couple of years, a buyer could be found. So the Chamber of Commerce called an urgent meeting of the doers we had back then, maybe 50, 75 people, who always responded without question when the community faced a problem and needed assistance. And these people always would respond with their time and with their money. In the Scotland Hotel ballroom that night, the problem of Federal Paper Board was presented simply, with a proposed solution being the organization of an industrial development corporation which would raise from stockholders enough money to buy the aborted site on U.S. 176 and help Federal locate a suitable site, which was found, by the way, on Tabor Road near GE. Those present at the meeting that night bought stock in the company in increments of $1,000. And within an hour, we had sufficient capital to buy that aborted site on 176 and to counter the Georgia offer of a de novo site. Jack Shulman was elected president of the new Henderson County Industrial Development Corporation. The organization papers had hardly been made official when a request was received from Youngstown Aluminum, now the Salee Corporation, for the new industrial development company to help them secure an SBA loan, which was approved in a matter of weeks in 1962 to the tune of $211,300. So even before the arrangements with Federal could be consummated, the newly formed corporation had secured yet another industry for the county. Now, it was in June 62 before the final agreement was worked out with Federal Paper Board to close the deal on the two sites. And that Tabor Road site is still being used by this company, which doubled in size in less than 8 years. The Industrial Development Company was later able to sell the site on Spartanburg Road to Francis and Wright, where a new retail store was built for that firm. I believe it's operated by Ward as a parts center now. The Industrial Corporation was first headed by Jack Shulman, with a board consisting of Jim Barrett, John Holly, Bleeker Morse, R.B. Sheely, Hank Sinclair, Joe Wright, Bill Howe, Bud Hunter, Charles Metzger, and Gene Staton. And Jack Shulman would later be succeeded by R.B. Sheely as president, and he would lead the corporation into buying acreage at Mountain Home for a totally new industrial park. Now, the first order of business, once the property was acquired, was to persuade government officials to pay for the cost of extending water 3 miles from the city mains to the industrial park. At the joint meeting of city and county officials, a good deal of discussion considered the size of the line that would be needed to serve the industrial park and all the area out Asheville Road to the site. Manager Bill Stokes said a 12-inch line might be too small, but that a 14-inch line would cost too much. Now, I'll not mention the name of the city commissioner who made a motion that a 13-inch line be built, but Stokes quickly pointed out to him that a 13-inch line would have to be custom-made and would cost 3 to 4 times the cost of a 14-inch line. That commissioner withdrew the motion. The city and county finally decided to spend $205,000 for the line. The city would pay half, the county the other half. And the county would be reimbursed from tap charges, and the city would own outright the line. The first plant recruited for the park was Textile Paper Products Incorporated, which would employ 40 persons to make paper tubes and cores. Over the years, American Cyanamid, which would become Kaisora Ceramics, Jefferson Smurfit, Branford Wire, Print Pack Incorporated, Quality Rubber Manufacturing, Seneca Foods, and Mini Storage, all these industrial plants were recruited and moved into the industrial park utilizing all 165 acres in the park. And shortly thereafter, with no more land to sell, and the directors getting a bit tired of all the work they had done over the years, the corporation was liquidated, and every stockholder received not only his money back, but a little enhancement. Not a penny of ad valorem tax money was used. The government put up no monies except for self-refunding water lines. This was an example of free enterprise at its best. Local people putting their money where their mouth was and doing what was needed on their own without government help of any sort. Next time you drive past the Mountain Home Industrial Park, throbbing with activity and employing hundreds of people locally, remember this memory of the old Industrial Development Corporation, a memory of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here and the good sense never to leave with the job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.